Good morning. Thanks for tuning in to the Beth Wee Radio Hour, an hour dedicated to helping you find connection so you can live your best life. Hey, it's the 5 on 5. And once again this week, the 5 on 5 is sponsored by a wonderful Vero Beach salon called Kaleidoscope Hair. Over there you will find formerly with the Color Experience, Sandra Reynoso and Callie Ruiz, and they are dedicated to giving their patrons the best cuts, the most natural color, and everyone's favorite, extraordinary shampoos. They're located in the Kmart Plaza at 1545 U.S. Highway 1, right here in lovely Vero Beach, Florida, or give them a call at 772-569-3645. Kaleidoscope Hair, get a new twist on your look today. They will truly give you something to be grateful for.
In today's 5 on 5, I went around Vero Beach and asked, what about Vero's beach makes you grateful? But I only asked people in their late teenage years.
Oh my goodness.
So these are some of the answers I got. What about Vero's beach makes you grateful? The first girl was a young girl, 17, named Emily, and she said, chillaxin'. She said, the beach is a great place to relax and take a break. Chillaxin'. The fourth one, I had Anthony, 17. He said, it's a great place to hang out with friends and have a good time.
There you go.
That's a nice one, isn't it? This one I love, from an 18-year-old girl named Natalie. Natalie said, salt water makes your acne go away. It's actually great for your skin. Isn't that great? I said, that's a gratitude point.
Lovely.
Number two is from Jamie, 19. Jamie said, when you've had a hard or stressful day, staring at the ocean makes you remember to be grateful for what you have. It's kind of deep, huh?
That is, and I get that.
Yeah, just staring at the ocean kind of makes you go, okay. And similar to the first one, number one is from Richard, an 18-year-old boy in Vero. He said, I love living here and looking at the ocean. It makes me feel calm and connected. Almost like he listens to our show, doesn't it?
I like it. Is enormity a word?
Yes, it is.
The enormity of the beach doesn't of the ocean doesn't necessarily make me feel small, but I find it so impressive. It's because I can't deny my higher power.
Yeah.
When I'm looking at the enormity
of the ocean,
of something like that.
Yeah, it is. It's a beautiful place. We're very blessed.
And it's anywhere. We've spoken about it before. I can stand on a city street and find that gratitude. I can stand, I'm a skier, I can stand 13,000 feet up on top of a mountain and see it. Okay, just give me 2 seconds. I worked in a hospital. I had to transport a patient. He was homeless, he was dirty, he smelled, and he was laying on this gurney, and he was in the emergency room, and for whatever reason, I looked over at him, and all of a sudden, I saw his spirit. And this man became beautiful to
me. Wow.
And it was, you know, you can say it's hokey, it's whatever, but I recognized my higher power. And when I'm seeing gratitude, that's what I'm doing. I am recognizing my higher power in a person, place, or situation.
That's nice. You saw the God in him.
I did.
Yeah, it's beautiful. Well, today we're talking about practices that promote health and well-being in body, mind, and spirit. And we've been talking about different things, and I'm going to throw a few more out there and see what we got. See what you think about them, Lee. You
ready? Toss away.
Okay. I'm going to talk today, right now, about visualization. Visualize yourself as you hope to be. And just a few minutes a day picturing what you'd like will help you. Just a few minutes a day. Maybe you picture you're together with your family at Thanksgiving. Or maybe you picture you're writing your last mortgage check, you know, if that's on your mind. Maybe you picture yourself in whatever state you'd like to attain. It's tough at first, but it gets easier. You can even just picture yourself getting along with somebody that you feel irritated with or hugging them. It's like a look into the future and you create it in your mind. Visualization's a big tool. You're real quiet about it. What are you thinking?
I just, as soon as you said it, www.bethwe.com and click on visualize.
No, click on victory.
Victory.
That's what it is. I know what you're
going
with.
Click on victory, and you will find something called the Victorious Prayer that Beth wrote. It is not a religious prayer, but it is what we're talking about, and it'll blow your mind.
Yeah, it does help, doesn't it?
It's amazing.
It's a wonderful prayer. And you fill in the blanks, so it's about your life.
Yeah,
it's got blanks. Yeah, you build the prayer, but it has like the layout of it, and you build it, and
and it's what we're speaking about.
And it is. But visualization, it's a big one. I'm just going to leave it at that. Go to the website. Go to www.bethwe.com, and look on victory, and go find the Victorious Prayer. Give it a go. All the directions are there.
Because remember, you are worth the investment, the premise of the whole show, whether you realize your worth or not, you are.
Yeah, and we know it. We know it. We want you to know it too. Okay, another practice, and this is something you practice. You practice until you get good at it. And it's going to be about taking care of your body. We talked about it briefly before, but, you know, eat, drink, move. You know, I used to be afraid to go to the doctor. I just put it off. I always would take my kids to that. I wouldn't think about missing a doctor appointment for my kids, a yearly examination. Would you? Every year you go for your kids. And they might need shots or they might need this. And you see how tall they got. And you see, you know, how much they weigh and blah, blah, blah. But, you know, I'd never miss it for my child. But for me, I'd put it off as long as I could. And, you know, when I go to the doctor, now I go to the doctor. Now I take care of my body, mind, and spirit. So now I go to the doctor. And, you know, when you go, there's nothing to fear because you kind of are on top of things.
But, you know, the irony in what you were just saying, Beth, you know, I'll do it. I'll never miss it for my kids. But you know what? I am the most important person in my kids' life.
Yeah.
You know, and so me taking care of me is important to them.
Absolutely. It's like when you're on the flight and they say, in case of emergency, you're, you know, put your own airbag on first before you try to help someone next
oxygen
to you.
Oxygen mask, yeah. Not airbag.
Put your own oxygen mask on first before you try to take care of someone else, because you have to be able to breathe to help the person next to you. Yeah. You have to be able to, yeah. But, you know, it's true. You know, your immune system, I remember when I learned that the immune system is made of the digestive system plus the respiratory system. I didn't really know that. Did you?
Those two things comprise the immune system?
Yeah, digestive system and respiratory system together. That's where your immune system comes from. So if your immune system is beat up, it's because you're not taking care of those. Either you're not eating right, you know, you're not eliminating correctly. I mean, I hate to say the eliminating, but it's true. Or you're not breathing. You're not getting enough air. You're not getting enough good air in your lungs. And so when you hear somebody get sick and they say, well, their immune system was suppressed, they're talking about that. They're talking about how you eat and how you breathe.
What goes in and what comes out.
Right. And that's important. It's important to know what works for you. You know, for me, for example, for the food, it was an issue for years, as you know. If you go back on our website, when you go back on our website, you'll see Lee and I at all different stages of weight. Because I'm sorry.
You caught me in the middle of a sip of coffee.
But the reality is we really needed help from the higher power, and we needed to surrender this to the higher power for either of us to get to where we wanted to be. And the strange thing is now it's just a way of life. It's just what I'm talking about. It's a practice.
And the thing is, Beth, to get to where we wanted to be, yes, but to get to where we could best serve our higher power and the ones we love.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that's, so you'll see, you're not alone. You're not if you're listening and you're thinking, oh, I wish I could do that. Hey, we're right with you. If you go back on our website, you'll see, oh yeah, they are just like me. They have, you know, we're wearing skin suits. We're making mistakes. We're doing our best. We're trying to grow and progress and learn and share. And that's what we're doing here at Beth Wee.
And I've done the multiple wardrobe thing.
Yeah, yeah, it's all there. And what works for me, you know, you'll have to find your own way. What works for me is I worked on it for many years. I prayed about it all the time, and I always gave it to God. But I always was using my own, doing my own thing. But I'd say to God, help me get to where I can really give this up to you. And this one day, I just like knew the words. I heard the words, you know, just eat whole foods. For me, that worked. Just whole foods. Whole foods are foods that look the way they look when they come out of the earth, or are very, they don't do much to them to change them. So unfortunately, it did take away bread and pasta. So those of you are going, okay, I'm off that. But yeah, I don't eat bread or pasta because it doesn't come out of the ground like that.
But that was your path, Beth. Somebody yeah. else's path may be different.
Very different. And you will find your path, but you got to ask for it. You got to ask, what do you want it to look like? And you got to take care of that body of yours. It can even be regular taking a shower. You know, for the women, you won't get this as much, but for the women, shaving your legs, it feels good. It feels good when you get between the sheets at night. But a lot of women I know just kind of blow it off because they don't value themselves.
You know what? As a man, Beth, getting in between the sheets with the woman that doesn't get it doesn't feel good.
You're bad today. Shane is losing it in the other room. Like, I can't believe he just said that.
Say that out loud?
Yes, you did, and that's okay. But these are all things that are important. You know, we need to take care of ourselves. We need to value ourselves. And part of it, you know, when you value something, you take care of it. When you value a friendship, you take care of that friendship. When you value your family, for example, I have a huge family. I have 9 siblings. And there were many years in my life where I didn't value those relationships. I was just mentioning to my friend Donald the other day that I'm writing cards to all my brothers and sisters. For some people, that's like a 10-minute thing. For me, it's like 2 hours to write these cards. It takes me a while because I want to write a note to each one of them. And there's so many. I have 9 siblings.
You know, going back, the treasure, in one of our treasure discussions, but something about where your heart was, your treasure. Do you remember the quote I was speaking? I'm remembering.
Where your treasure is, there your heart will be.
Yeah.
Where your treasure is, there your heart will be.
And what am I investing in?
Right.
You know, am I willing to invest in my well-being?
In you.
In me.
And it can be simple things. Simple things. Like just you know, eating the right thing, cooking something for yourself instead of going through the drive-thru if it's better food for you. Or, you know, stopping at the grocery store to buy what you need so that you have it when you need it at home. Those are all things. But taking care of your body, eat what's good for your body. Drink what's good for your body. How much water do you drink? Are you drinking a lot of other junk? Is soda an issue for you? Is alcohol an issue for you? You know, are you drinking enough water to eliminate properly? That sounds like a gross thing, but that's the deal. And Shane says, yeah, we're not going to go into eliminate. Anyway, take care of your body. Eat, drink, and move. And we'll be back with more practices that will make your life better. Stay tuned.
If you connect with the thoughts and words of Beth Wee Radio Hour, you should click on our website to find ideas that will help you live your best life. At BethWee.com, you'll discover Beth's weekly blog that encourages growth, a format you can fill in to create a prayer of victory to help you through a tough time, and in-depth videos teaching on 12 steps, even if you aren't battling alcoholism or addiction. Beth speaks to your personal place of brokenness so you can rise above it. All this and more at BethWee.com. Check it out today.
Folks, I just want to take a moment and remind you that, once again, we are continuing our monthly series of workshops. The next one will be on Saturday, November 14th, 2015, and Beth is going to be teaching on the real you. The real you. Knowing yourself is wonderful. You know, loving yourself is even better. So let's get authentic and find the spirit of love within us. It's from 2:30 to 4:30. at the Schumann Conference Center. It's right behind the First Presbyterian Church, 520 Royal Palm Boulevard, right here in lovely Vero Beach, Florida. And as always, $20 includes all materials and refreshments. If that's an issue for you, please don't let it be. We don't want anybody not to participate. Because of that, there are always folks willing to put up scholarships for those that have the desire but not the means. So Saturday, November 14th, 2:30 to 4:30, The Real You. More information at www.bethwe.com.
Today we're talking about practices that help you live your best life for your body, your mind, and your spirit. One of the things I want to have you add to the list is, are you able to ask for help? Some of us are not able to. It's hard for us to actually come to a place where we can ask for help. And that's a hard place to live. I want to talk about things that might help you. Therapy, EMDR, NET, the 12 steps, a yoga class, maybe a trainer if you're going to the gym. Maybe you need a trainer to show you around the gym. Maybe there's something online you could learn that you could just get help there. You know, regular communication with your family. Are you able to do that? Make your connections, because when you need to ask for help, you need to be able to talk to people and communicate with people. Or my other side of this is prayer and meditation.
But early in the show, we spoke about believing lies. You know, I shouldn't have to. I should be able to handle this. No. It's, you know, we were born to connect.
Yeah.
You know, we were given this instinct, this social instinct. We're all in this together.
Yeah. We're supposed to be connecting, and not just with others. The others is really important. If you're listening to the radio right now and you haven't been out of the house and you don't like to connect with others, I'm asking you, give it a go. Start online if that's an easier place for you to start. Start connecting with other people somewhere. Just with a neighbor. When you go out to the mailbox, say hello to a neighbor. The little things.
That changed your life.
It sure did. And you know, prayer and meditation. Connect spiritually. Connect with your source. And one of the things I talk about is journaling as a way to connect with your true self and the higher power. You know, I'm going to go on with the asking for help. I want to add another tool, self-examination, as a regular tool. Self-examination, just looking and knowing what's going on in your life, being aware of what you're doing well and what you're not doing well, and being okay. You know, this is not to be used to beat yourself up. You have to, if you're doing examination, you got to note the good as well as the bad. You know, when the doctor does a blood test on you and he gives you the results, he tells you where you're doing better as well as where you could do better.
You know, another analogy that I've heard is, you know, an inventory taking process.
Yeah.
You know, it's to get rid of the unsaleable merchandise to make room for new.
Right. Absolutely. And, you know, it's easy. One way to do self-examination on a regular basis is to ask three questions at night before you go to bed. Ask three questions. What did I do for the higher power today, or for God? What did I do for others today? What did I do for myself today? You know, spiritual heat is something we teach here. It's a way of journaling that I teach, and it's something that came to me years ago and has helped me. And I promise, if you try it for 30 days, it'll change the way you see the world. And you can go on our website again at www.bethwe.com and go to, I think it's on notes, on my notes. I did a workshop on it, and it's called Spiritual Heat. And just click on that and follow the directions and see what you can do. But I promise you this. I always tell people, 30 days, if you do it 30 days and you don't have a change, I've never heard of that happening. It always seems to work.
And I can tell you from our experience that I would venture to say that this has changed the lives of thousands of people.
Yeah, spiritual heat. This one is the next one I'm going to say. It's a big one. Feel your feelings.
Oh, no.
I know. They're not always right, but they are always indicating where change is needed or where acceptance is being denied. And sometimes they even just tell you what delights you or defeats you. You know, they're just feelings. They're good things to know about yourself. They're just feelings. If you don't feel them, you're going to feel them for years. Just feel them while you have them. When they come up, feel it. Be brave. Say something about it. Like Lee mentioned earlier about a guy who asked him a question, and Lee started to answer, and then someone else walked into the room, and the man turned and looked at them and started a conversation there, and his feelings were hurt. I hope later that day, and probably because it's Lee, it probably did, but maybe he was able to say, hey, you asked me a question. Did you want to know the answer?
Oh, I'll never speak to them again. No, I'm only kidding.
I know you are. But that's the deal. It's, you know, say it. When someone says something that hurts you, sometimes it's to say, you know, I'm sorry you feel that way. I'm sorry you feel that way, and that hurts me. And tell your truth. Speak your truth. Communicating isn't always just getting along. Sometimes we don't get along, and that's how we all grow. The mountain climbers say it's the bumps they climb on. You know, if the mountain didn't have bumps, they wouldn't get very high. You know, so that's really important for you. And feelings are the same thing.
Now, what would you say to that when you hear people say feelings aren't facts?
They're not facts. They're not always right. But they're indicating something.
But don't deny them.
Yeah, don't deny them just because they're not facts.
Take a look.
Yeah.
And then you decide.
Right, right. It's a feeling. You know, when I look at like the first sunflower of the season, I get happy. Are sunflowers about happiness? No. Is that a fact? No. But it makes me feel good. I like to look at a sunflower. It's just that simple. You know, babies make me smile, as you know.
Oh, please. Babies, birds, and now we have to add spiders to the list.
But that, you know, sometimes when it's a good spider, I got to be in there. You know,
absolutely.
I got to be paying attention. But that's kind of the deal. The deal is this. You know, just go through the feelings and feel them. Just feel them. They're not right or wrong. They're just indicating something. Another one that I wanted to mention while we're talking about things, you know, these things, is know your best learning style. That's important to know about yourself. You know, there's tactile, touch, visual, sight, auditory, sound, and word, reading and writing. Go where you need to go when you're stuck. When you get stuck, go where you need to go. Some of us, when we're stuck, we need a hug because we're tactile. We need a hug. I need a hug. That's what I need. Some of us need to read from some book that speaks to us, the Marianne Williamson book that you mentioned earlier, you know, The Language of Letting Go. Maybe you need to read from that. And you go there, and you get it from there. But if you're disconnected, go to where you learn the best.
I read in the evenings now. I have found that it is better for me, I put earplugs in because I'm easily distracted.
By sound.
Mm-hmm. So I go to bed before Diane. I read in bed. I put earplugs in.
Yeah.
Helps me to focus.
You know, we've talked about a lot of things. There were a few things I didn't get to. You know, I want to say delve into your passions. You know, photography, history, gardening, what ramps up your gears, do it. I also wanted to say get quiet from time to time. Get quiet from time to time, but with regularity. It's an aggressive world out there. It, you know, even if it's just 10 minutes a day, get quiet.
Like our 5-on-5 girl, take time to chillax.
Yeah, chillax at the beach if that's what it's going to do. But, you know, it's time to tie it up because we're running out of time. But it's a choice to live consciously. And it takes, discipline and it takes decision. You have to want to live consciously. The life that you have is in response to what you do with regularity. If you're not sure you're attaining your best life, choose again. They say it takes 28 days to make a habit. Add one positive action today and commit to it for 4 short weeks. You know, as they say in that old saying, your misery will be gladly refunded if it doesn't work out. But what if it does? What if you discover new joys, new smiles, new reasons to be?
What do you got to lose?
Yeah, one small action. Choose just one. And we're pulling for you, aren't we?
Hey, for 4 weeks, listen to the Beth Wee Radio Hour.
There you go. But, you know, go for it. We're pulling for you. The life you're creating is really a choice. Choose well. And if it's not going well, choose again. Do one of the things we talked about today and find your way.
We have seen it benefit countless people. If you don't believe it, believe that we believe it.
Yeah. And again, we've mentioned it many times through the show today. Our website really is a good place to go to find some little things that can help. The Victorious Prayer is there. Go check it out. It just says Victory. Check in on that. If you're looking for a big change in your life, the 12 steps, we have a way to work through the 12 steps in print or just in audio. Go there.
Or contact us. We would love to hear from you.
And we'll give you what we can because, you know, we are committed to helping people find a better way to live. We love you. Tune in regularly. Go to the website. Let us help you. We'd love to see you at a workshop. Whatever will feed your spirit, we're here for you.
We're all in this together.
Yeah. We'll talk to you next week.